This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Everybody,
great Googly Moogly.
Unga Bunga, Ungawa, etc. and so
K-Mag.
on. I often thought about doing a pair. Captain Kick-Ass
and son, right? Yeah, exactly.
What would you use instead of a club?
Bitcoin. I don't know. Yeah, something. The magic wand.
The righteous stick of the state.
Yes. If you're wondering, if you're wondering, listeners, this is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition. Sunday. Our telephone number. Telephone number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
Who still uses telephones?
I saw a payphone the other day. I was like, what ancient sorcery is this?
Superman needs some place to change.
We have an interesting show tonight. The lead topic for tonight, folks have been calling in a lot, of course. We're a call-in talk show, so that's what they do. And I've noticed sort of a trend, and that's folks are looking for solutions, right? There'll be people calling, yeah, the government's bad, and the state's bad, and they do all these bad things. But what are the solutions? And so, you know, generally speaking, nobody really knows.
Well, I've got several.
There's a lot of really good ideas out there that need to be put into practice, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of stuff that is happening that, you know, can be a solution, but there's no, like, you know, magic bullet that's going to end the state.
Community. Right?
Well, okay, if you want to paint in broad strokes, sure. But I found a guy doing a thing, and it's a solution to some of these small businesses that are having trouble, and we will talk about that. We also have on deck, Amazon has booted Parler off of its web hosting servers. That's interesting because we know Google and Apple both booted Parler out of the stores, the Play Store and the Apple Store. We've also got...
Thou shalt not compete.
Right. We've also got the most memorable acts of civil disobedience. We've got ways government couldn't have handled the COVID-19 pandemic any worse. We've got a proposed bill that would ban body armor. We've got... we already talked about that. We've got somebody who's trying to sell two different bars for Bitcoin specifically. He wants to be the first guy to sell his two businesses for Bitcoin. We can talk about that. And this from the left coast out of King 5 News in Seattle, Washington. The flu is gone.
Of course it is.
Mysteriously.
What an amazing coincidence.
Well, it's inexplainable. Where did it go?
Well,
like you'll laugh when we get to this article because it is almost that's the tone that it has. Like we don't know what happened. It's a mystery of epidemiology, you know. So we can talk
the
about
coronavirus
that as well.
Cured the flu.
It seems
you know there's not enough people talking about the positive side of the coronavirus.
Right.
If the flu vaccine gives you coronavirus, then getting the flu obviously cures it.
I see.
Ooh. And what about the common cold? Where did that go? Does anybody have the cold anymore?
Yeah, maybe get sniffles maybe a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't know. I didn't know anything about this guy before I read this article from, it's actually newsbusters.org. Dave Portnoy's Barstool Fund. This says raises over $6.6 million for small businesses. This was published actually on December 26th, so around Christmas time.
Okay. I was going to say, the latest I heard was like over $20
million. It's $22 million, okay, like as of yesterday or something like that. It's starting to get some real money put into it. Athletes from the government football league, the National Football League, are throwing money into this thing because they're like, hey, look, the government isn't doing anything to help these people out. I bumped into this article because, well, I do still watch the sports ball. I know that seems to be a taboo thing amongst the libertarian types, but, you know, in the absence of government, sports ball still exists.
I'm waiting for the XFL to come back next year.
I mean, I would prefer, you know, more of these things and more competition, of course. But I do jokingly refer to the NFL as the government football league, the same way I refer to national parks as government parks, because if you just take the word national out, replace it with government, it becomes far more accurate.
The people's parks.
But at any rate, this popped up through one of the sports feeds that, you know, I subscribe to. And I was like, wait, what? It's doing what? It's got how much? And what's it doing? So here is a solution. This guy, Dave Portnoy, he's some sort of YouTube guy. He's got a blog and a podcast, and, you know, he's got some sort of notoriety. Apparently, he's made some money in his life. But he founded Barstool Sports, and I don't know exactly what that entity does, but this article says he exemplified the Christmas spirit by raising millions of dollars to help small businesses suffering under the state-imposed lockdowns. The Barstool Fund has amassed a whopping $6 million, and we know it's over $20 million today, $22 million, I believe, as of yesterday, and a whole bunch of supporters. The funds have already helped 19 small businesses. That number has escalated. I didn't count them, but it's well over 40 in my estimation. Portnoy hammered the lockdowns for destroying the livelihoods of business owners with no relief. He specifically called out New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and his recent arbitrary shutdown on indoor dining. As Portnoy summarized, how do you expect these people to survive? How are restaurants going to survive? They're already on their last legs, and you're pulling the plug on them, and nobody seems to care in the government.
Duh.
Yeah. The government doesn't care about the middle class?
Right. No. Or the small business person.
Or anybody but the government,
right,
for that matter.
Now, as a not only a fan of things like the National Football League or the Government Football League, also having been a musician, bars are very near and dear to me. I've spent a lot of time in bars, even before I was, quote, old enough, unquote, to drink. I was going to bars because I was an early bloomer. I could grow a mustache, and I looked older than I actually was, and I rarely got carded, if ever. So I've spent a lot of time in bars. They're very near and dear to me. I've met a lot of people, developed some great relationships. You know, I had some good times. I had some times I don't remember, of course. But
how do you know?
You know, it's been one of the major staples of entertainment. So this type of thing is near and dear to me. Now, this time of year happens to be when these sports bars generally do pretty well because there's some, like, playoff things going on in the government football league and that type of thing. So this should be their busy season. But instead, they're busy being closed or, you know, having 25% of their capacity or, you know, this type of a thing. And the one criteria that Portnoy put on this stuff is that in order for your business to qualify, you must have not turned off your payroll and laid off your employees. So in other words, yeah. So he's doing that. There's got to be a filter mechanism, right? They're not raising enough money to, like, help all of the businesses.
I get it, but a lot of places were forced to close down. Yes. And what do? You can't keep paying people if you got no income.
Right. So, you know, I sympathize with those businesses who have found themselves in that position. But at the same time, you know, if you haven't, you know, if you had the money to get by thus far and you haven't fired all of your employees, you know, kudos to you, first of all, for not just, you know, letting your employees go because you can't pay them anymore, but keeping them on the payroll. There's lots of businesses out there that are closed and still paying their people because they, you know, they care about their people. I know, wow, a business cares about its people far more than the government.
Or they have the ability, right? What about the businesses that closed because they did not have the ability?
Yeah.
Those that need it the most don't meet the criteria.
Well, so there is plenty of room for other aspiring people who want to do something to take on the left out people. Right, to start something similar to this Barstool Fund for those businesses. And what I'm saying is this is a solution that has appeared, and there is plenty of room for other solutions, either similar.
And this is exactly the sort of thing that we need to be doing to replace the good things, quote-unquote, that the government does to justify their existence.
Many people falsely believe that the government acts as a charity organization when it does not.
And these are exactly the ways that we can individually and as businesses act in ways that we can take over the parts that we actually rely on government for, so that the parts that we don't rely on them for, taxation, bombing people, can go away.
Agreed. And And I really like that it's an individual who himself is tired of the government's response or lack of response, and the fact that the government created this quandary for these businesses to be in and have provided no relief or no plan forward for these businesses to reopen. 603-283-6160. More coming up.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless free market non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Some of you asked, and now we've delivered. LRN.FM's live Keene, New Hampshire studio shows are now streamed in HD on Twitch. Visit our channel at twitch.lrn.fm and give it a follow. If you have Amazon Prime, you get one free subscription on Twitch. If you use it on our channel, Twitch will give LRN.FM a monthly piece of your Prime subscription cost. So please watch, follow, share, and subscribe to twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Time, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Visit the Liberty Radio Network program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
Six 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
Rolls right off the tongue.
It's got a certain ring to it. That's a phone joke. It's got a ring to it. If you already knew the number, then you have something called mental telephony. That's right. That's right. Tech jokes here on Free Talk Live. That's right. It is Free Talk Live. This is the Sunday night edition. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me, it's...
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And we've been talking about this article from Newsbusters, actually from December of last year. But this has grown into something. It was a guy, Dave Portnoy. He decided to set up a way to help small businesses who are struggling, specifically bars and restaurants is what his target was. But they've helped far more than those. If you go to the website, which I'll tell you about here in a little bit, you can see that they've helped, you know, clothing stores and, you know, stores, you know, other small businesses that are not, you know, bars, for example. That just happens to be where most of his fan base lies.
And I will say that those are the ones that were the first to open regardless of the rules around them.
Yeah. So we'll talk more about that in just a bit. But first, let's go to Tom calling from Hudson, New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, speaking of tech jokes, I get some different jokes now. The one about, you know, those that angry mob that stormed in on Congress last week, that those people should get the death penalty because they committed a capital offense. Get it? A capital offense?
Capital
funny,
offense.
Huh? Yeah, it's a riot. Yeah. Now, anyway, the other thing hilarious is that most members of Congress vote to appropriate money for drug enforcement, not just the DEA and all of them, but also the state and local revenue sharing, how they have federal grants to help them enforce drug laws. And now they know what it's like to when their place gets raided by
right, yeah.
armed intruders.
Government doesn't like it when the no-knock raid is conducted on them, do they?
Oh, no. They get a taste of their own medicine.
Right?
I'm sorry, Rich, go ahead.
Oh, I said it's weird that they called it the people's house after the fact, right? Like, this bill, this belongs to the people.
Didn't we demonstrate that it did not?
But
and in fact, if you start going into your house the wrong way, you get shot in the neck.
Yeah.
Don't climb in through the window of a barricade.
I will
door.
Climb into my house the way I want to, thank you, sir.
They keep showing the one guy who, like, fell as he was trying to scale the wall. It's like he's like a joke now, apparently, because he fell. Yeah. Anyway, Tom, anything else?
No, just that one, the irony of how they're whining like crybabies because their place gets raided, and the jokes, the puns there about, oh, yeah, it's a riot, and they
and we didn't even get the chance to shoot their dog.
Yeah, right. Well, thanks for the call tonight, Tom. We appreciate it. Yeah, they certainly don't like it when it's done to them at all, ever. And this doesn't mean just the thing that happened at D.C. I don't like people calling it an attack, right?
Sure.
Because, first of all, everybody was unarmed, except for, like, one guy, right, apparently. And he was obviously an employee, not one of the protesters.
They infiltrated the building and stayed within the velvet ropes.
Yes, they were very courteous invaders.
It's bizarre.
Yeah,
it was a very adult way to just raid into a place.
So I will say I'm going to throw out this quote because I think it applies.
Right.
When the people fear the government, there's tyranny.
Oh, yeah.
When the government fears the people, there is liberty. And regardless of how you feel about the invaders' affiliation. Right. What I've maintained in the past is that those people who choose to rule over us must have some fear that there are repercussions for their actions. And I think that they got a little taste of that with the Capitol invasion.
Yeah.
But they're not untouchable anymore.
I certainly agree with that part. The one thing that I think folks should take away is look at how easy it was. Right. To, you know, sort of take over this kind of a place. Right now, previously on, you know, season, you know, whatever of America, season 2019, when the left tried it, they were greeted with men with guns and, you know, that kind of thing. And men with guns were there, too, this time. But it is a nice reminder that there are far fewer of them than there are of us.
Right.
far fewer.
And I got to say, like, anyone who's tried to get anything done in politics, like the slightest little thing, getting a stop sign moved, I mean, it is a quagmire of endless trouble. So trying to work through their system versus, like, no, just show up.
Yeah.
Like, hey, knock it off. I'm going to like it.
Need we point out things that government has failed at? Like, oh, I don't know. Is there safe drinking water in Flint, Michigan yet?
No. One more quote that I want to point out as well, as long as we're on the Capitol thing, is we must all hang together or surely we will all hang separately. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't a lot of violence at the Capitol as far as deaths are concerned.
Yeah.
Right. There was, you know, relatively peaceful invasion, you know, peaceful protest or whatever. But all the famous people got picked up in their home state within days. So if you're going to have this mass collective action to, you know, express your rage, it has to be sustainable in some form or fashion. Otherwise, you're going to get picked up separately, away from the mob, away from the crowd, away from your community, and you're going to hang alone.
And let's contrast the speed with which they've been arresting folks who were there with the speed with which they've been arresting folks who were, oh, I don't know, associated with Jeffrey Epstein. Weird. Weird that, like, people can be arrested the day after something like this, but when it comes to people associated with a pedophile, taking our sweet time.
Well, I mean, he was an intelligence asset, so, you know, we can't
intelligent
really
assets?
Arrest.
What?
Well, association doesn't imply that you were complicit in a crime. Whereas this is clear evidence.
Did I say they were?
Well, why would you arrest someone not complicit in a crime?
I wouldn't.
Like, if Bill Gates Bill Gates has got a photo of him, like, with Jeffrey Epstein.
I'm just saying, man, seems incredibly fast.
If a dude's running a pedophile ring, and you are multiple times on his airline, maybe we should question you.
Maybe.
But
being on his airline is not a crime. It doesn't make you complicit in a crime.
Well, whose house is this?
The other thing I'd like to point out, since you brought it up, was the sheer hubris of these politicians who were there, right, cowering in fear, whatever they were doing, right?
Oh, that was beautiful.
For them to, after the fact, come out and speak out against the, quote, violence, unquote, that was committed at the Capitol, when all these MFers are complicit in some of the most heinous violence ever known to man.
But again, that's what I'm saying. They have to know that their lives are on the line for the decisions they make. That has to be on the table at some point. And I think as peaceful as the Capitol demonstration was, it's a good visual for you are no longer untouchable if you get out of line.
And as I've said, I don't think we've reached peak dumb yet. I think it's going to get worse. Everybody's all, thank God 2020 is over. I think 2021 is going to be like, hold my beer.
Watch this.
603-283-6160. Stay right where you are. We got more coming up.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. It doesn't scratch a ditch, and I started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. House Democrats plan to present an article of impeachment against President Trump on the floor of the House of Representatives this week. Majority Whip Representative James Clyburn of South Carolina tells CNN State of the Union.
Because it's privileged, it can go directly to the floor, and it may not go through the regular, what we call regular order. through maybe the Judiciary Committee. So it may be Tuesday or Wednesday before an action is taken, but I think it will be taken this week.
The search for any possible survivors continues off the coast of Jakarta in Indonesia after a Boeing 737-500 plane crashed into the Java Sea. A Navy ship detected a signal allowing divers to locate parts of the wreckage. There have been no signs of survivors so far. Saturday's crash comes just 2 years after a Boeing 737 MAX 8 jet crashed, killing all 189 on board. This is USA Radio News. Police in San Diego declared a gathering between supporters of President Donald Trump and counter-protesters on Saturday an unlawful assembly. Some people went at it. Officers were hit with glass bottles, eggs, and rocks. Pepper spray was shot at them as well. This man tells CBS 8 San Diego he got caught in the middle of it at Pacific Beach.
I just saw the Antifa people standing there, and then they got real aggressive and started spraying the pepper spray at people and telling people like myself that were just standing there to leave.
Additional officers were called in to break up the groups. An officer with the U.S. Capitol Police has died while off duty. 51-year-old Howard Liebengood had been with the department since 2005. His cause of death has not been disclosed. It's unclear if Officer Liebengood was at the Capitol when it was stormed this past week. This is the second death of a Capitol police officer this week. Officer Brian Sicknick was killed after confronting that mob. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Shows is streamed on DLive. Please follow and share at DLive.LRN.FM. That's DLive.LRN.FM.
Verata Nictu.
I knew it was an N-word.
Nickel. Necktie. Yes, there, I've said the magic words. I've said them. Now I'll just take the book. And now you can send me home like in the deal. Yes, quotes from The Evil Dead here on Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, our telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you're wondering why I'm saying telephone in such a weird way, it's because I'm trying to break myself of saying toll-free number, which we no longer have. So our telephone number is 603-283-6160.
Can you still call it a call-in line?
I can, but it's having the two words starting with the T, right? So yeah, it's just a way of breaking a habit is all. So yeah, you don't need to know any of that, nor do you listeners. So you know, thanks for listening. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me, it's
Bakeless Mountaineer
and Richie Rich,
and we've been talking about a charity thing called the Barstool Fund to help save some of these small businesses that desperately need the financial help in order to survive until, question mark, as government has provided no way out. We also talked a little bit about...
just another 2 weeks.
Right. We also talked a little bit about the, I don't know what to call it, people call it the attack on Congress.
The insurrection.
The insurrection of D.C. And it's like a bunch of people hung out at the Capitol.
Well, okay.
A bunch of unarmed people hung out at the Capitol, and somebody got shot.
That's minimizing it a little bit. They definitely did more than hung out.
I don't have a better, like, attack on the Capitol is a little too much because I had two live streams going on. I've been to protests here in New Hampshire, and it was basically people just hanging out. People were like, you know, even outside or on the balconies and stuff. They're like, oh, hey, Bob, good to see you. I haven't seen you since back in whatever, you know.
I don't want to see. Now you're going to make me sound like I'm defending the police side of things.
Are you defending the police side of things?
I'm not. However, when you're like,
well, it sure sounds like,
but when you're pushing through a police barricade, you're doing a little more than just hanging out. Let's be fair.
Yeah, but I mean, have you ever been to like a concert that got out of hand?
Okay.
I mean,
if I'm in the mosh pit, I'm not hanging out at the concert, man.
I mean, I think that like less happened at the Capitol than happens at your average mosh pit. Now, unfortunately, I haven't seen a good mosh pit since, well, it's probably going to be a while until I've seen one, but because the government put the kibosh on live performances, okay. So mosh pits don't occur, so it wouldn't surprise me to see a whole bunch of metalheads. In fact, there was a metalhead at the whatever this is, the insurrection.
I like the word DC. Insurrection.
He is the, I believe, the singer.
I think that's
singer.
Getting more credit than it deserves.
I believe, insurrection, sure.
I'm trying to remember his name, but he's the singer for a power metal band called Iced Earth. And he's actually one of the FBI's wanted for questioning people. And so all of the wussies in the metal community are all like, oh, screw that guy. I hate that band now. They used to be one of my favorite bands. And, you know, all this kind of stuff. And then, you know, the people who aren't wussies are like, hell yeah, that sounds like fun. I wish he'd have called me up. I'd have gone with.
It's the most metal thing you can do.
Yeah, you know, so. Yeah. At any rate.
Most of the protesters were hanging out, but it was more than just hanging out at the Capitol.
It was led by men with canes. I don't know if I haven't told you this. I mentioned it on air last night. One of the two feeds that I had going, they were both from just like people who were there. They were live, like YouTube streams or whatever. One of the guys, he was like, yeah, it's so weird. This wasn't, you know, a bunch of youth getting upset with their political system. This was led by old men with canes, right? And I'm quoting this guy directly. I find that hilarious. He's like, 92-year-old men with canes were leading the charge.
And I think that that's worth paying attention to.
I don't know that they were 92. You know, this guy was probably in his mid-30s or something. But
conservatives' demographics tend to skew older.
Well, be that as it may, the rebellious impulse is very common when you are under the effects and influence of your hormones. Like, when you hit a certain age, most people feel an instinctual desire to create something of their own that distinguishes them from...
This is called coming of age.
Right. It distinguishes them from their parents, from their family, from their community, their civilization. Yeah. You know, a way of, like, making a mark on the world, something that gives them an identity, and a lot of times that takes the form of youthful rebellion.
Right.
So youthful rebellion is a very common thing.
And that's all the more important if it's being led by men with canes.
Right. Exactly.
It's elderly rebellion, not a normal occurrence.
Exactly. Right. And this is something that that sociologists will look at is that, okay, if you look at a given society and you look at their demographics age-wise, they will be much less inclined to violence if they have a certain percentage of older people because they'll be more likely to keep the peace and calm people's nerves.
Now, in the wake of all of this has been some... I'm having a hard time calling it censorship. It is censorship, but it's sort of private enterprise censorship.
Which is allowed.
But we have James calling from Pennsylvania, and he wanted to say something about the Twitter. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for being on. I work in the media, and increasingly I've been getting irritated about this censorship that's going on, starting with YouTube, and now we have the President of the United States thrown off of Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the main reasons they justify this is the idea that, well, Twitter and Google and YouTube, they're all private they're private companies.
Mm-hmm.
So they have the right to refuse platform, you know, to any speech that they deem is, quote, dangerous. And so that justifies the idea, you know, you can throw anyone off, censor anything.
Right, because they're not being thrown off the Internet. They're being thrown off a little piece of it.
They're not being, thrown off their platform.
Right, right,
right.
So I would like to present a new theory. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but I have a number of friends that are lawyers, and they said this may have some merit. But But I'd like to propose a way of approaching this. First of all, the First Amendment applies only to the government as far as censorship is concerned. But I maintain that Twitter are not only corporations, they're public corporations. And that means that as corporations, they're creations of the state. If you go to Black's Law Dictionary and look it up, you'll see that a corporation is defined as an artificial entity created by the state.
Right. They're so, literally called legal fiction is what they're called. Legal fiction. Right.
So here's my theory, and I'm presenting this as a way of dealing with this.
Okay.
As public corporations, they also public corporations, not just private C corporations or S corporations or LLCs, they also have a fiduciary responsibility to the general public, we the people, not just their stockholders.
No, they have a fiduciary responsibility to the stockholders.
To the stockholders, but I maintain also to the we the people to put out, you know, truthful information.
That would not be a fiduciary responsibility. Fiduciary is financial. They have a financial.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, so they're responsible fiduciary to their stockholders, but they also have a responsibility to the public.
Okay.
Because they're broadcasting to the public, and if you look up the license, the FCC license, it says they're supposed to be fair and balanced.
So, given this argument
that Twitter, you know, can be made that Twitter violated the First Amendment by censoring its citizens, I maintain that if Twitter and corporations are entities of the state, then really they're extensions of the state. So my position essentially is if the state creates an artificial entity, a corporate person, then that entity is bound by all the same constitutional restrictions or privileges that the First Amendment would provide on individual, on the government.
What if carrying that out conflicts with their fiduciary responsibility to their stockholders?
Ian.
Actually, you're talking to Richie Rich. Hey, can you hang on through the break, James? We'd like to talk more to you about this.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm just going to put you back on hold. 603-283-6160 is our number if you'd like to join us. We'll talk more with James about the legal fiction that is corporations and how they're censoring people.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
To the best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air, and online, this is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Thank you for listening and tuning in. It is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. Our telephone number here is 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join the conversation. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
You've heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live, and maybe you've wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or even stake Divi so that you can begin earning Divi right now. Ian says setting up Divi masternodes was super easy, and staking was even easier. We are not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we do think you will be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org to get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team, which is my preferred method. Need help? There is a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. We're going to bring James from Pennsylvania back on. We were talking with James about, he was positing some theories as how corporations could theoretically be legally bound to respect the public, and that the banning of certain people from social media may in fact be censorship according to the law. James.
Yes, exactly. I produced and directed a film a number of years ago called Mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And the basic full title is Mainstream, How the Hollywood Studios and the New York Media are Promoting the Globalist Agenda. And they're basically, the platforms are that we see, the social media platforms, are basically following a lot of the playbook of the TV networks. And the TV networks are following the playbook of the MPAA studio distributors.
MPAA?
I have been pitching screenplays.
Motion Picture Association of America. Yeah.
Exactly. I've been pitching screenplays to Hollywood studios for 20 years now, and I'll tell you, they are totally crazy about their platform and unsolicited submissions and so on. So a lot of the stuff that a lot of the tactics that they've been applying are now filtering down to social media, and they're not only hitting the average citizen, they're hitting people like Citizen Trump. I mean, they censor him, and he's the commander in chief of the U.S. military. You know, when he flies in a jet, it's called Air Force One. It doesn't matter what jet it is. And when he communicates on a communication network like Twitter, you know, it's a presidential communication channel. So I guess my point is this. There's three avenues that we may have to attack to apply the First Amendment to the state. And I'll finish with this. If I reword the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law abridging or the freedom of speech or of the press, let's add into that Congress, i.e. the state and its spawns, shall make no law or corporate bylaw or policy abridging, censoring, canceling the freedom of speech or Twitter speech or videos of the press or social media.
Well, and that's
so
part
I'm
of,
basically
and that's
saying
part
the First Amendment
abridge.
Should apply to Twitter.
That's excellent, James. Go ahead, guys.
Well, that's part of the word abridge. Like, you're saying they can't do this, they can't do that. And, I mean, it's a very strong word. I mean, not only can you not destroy, not only can you not remove, but you can't even put a little, just if I cut off this corner here. Like,
that's exactly right. It's like applied to guns, we have the word infringe.
Right.
You cannot hinder, as Sheriff Mack says. I made a film called Molon Law a number of years ago with Stuart Rhodes and Ron Paul.
Yeah.
And Sheriff Mack says the word abridge or infringe, perfect synonym for that is hinder. You cannot hinder my right to keep and bear arms. So anything that infringes or abridges speech, but you see, the apologists of censorship are basically trying to maintain that these are free, these are private platforms, and therefore the First Amendment does not apply to them. I maintain they are not private; they are entities, they are spawns of the state because they are corporations.
How big does your corporation have to be? How big does your corporation have to be to fall under that spawn of the state?
Well, any corporation, if you look up the Black's Law Dictionary, look up the word corporation, it says an artificial entity of the state. So all it has to be is incorporated. Now, a public corporation is a different animal. You have to file an S-1 offering and, right. You know, Reg D offering and take it, you know, to NASDAQ or OTC.
So the corner store, the corner market that's incorporated under the state would have to give you platform to free speech inside of their store, without the ability to remove you from their property because they are incorporated under the state as a corporation.
Well, let me say this. I'm in a huge argument on the Internet right now at the MindX at escapevelocity.com.
Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Huge argument. That's what prompted me to call you. And my friend Paul Gibbons suggested I call you. So we are ironing out all this stuff. I'm only trying to apply this to speech because the only product or thing that the Constitution referred to specifically is speech.
Right.
You know, it says media or the press.
Right.
So I'm not dealing with, you know, the cake maker. You know, did he have a right to throw people out of his bakery because
right,
of this
right.
and that?
Well, if he's incorporated.
I'm trying to limit this argument to speech and the question of whether a corporate entity that also right. delivers speech can be subject to the First Amendment. In other words, let's try to iron that down, then whether you can scream fire in a movie theater. And by the way, I maintain you can scream fire in the movie theater, okay? But you have to be willing to suffer the legal consequences of doing that.
Well, what are the legal consequences?
Well, someone might get trampled,
well,
and then you pay medical bills.
Somebody can sue you if the, you know, they're stampeding out of the theater and you break their leg. So, but that's a kind of another issue. If we could just, you know, stick to the first issue. The question of, is a corporation, an artificial entity of the state, is it bound by all the same constitutional restrictions and privileges?
I'm not a constitutional lawyer, so I don't know the answer to that, but it is definitely worth pondering.
Well, so here's something
that... lawyer, and he says that I'm right on.
Well, here's the thing. I mean,
you know,
they have the
protection. I'm not sure just because that's one lawyer saying it's right on. Like I said, I'm in the middle of a huge argument. It's the argument is going on at escapevelocity.com.
Okay.
So from, it's part of the MindX. The MindX was created by Ray Kurzweil, who's now the chief technology officer of Google Corporation.
Sure.
From Twitter's perspective, as a corporation, this is why I brought up, you know, before the break, the fiduciary responsibility to their shareholders, right? Their whole purpose, their fiduciary responsibility to the shareholders is profit maximization under that corporate paradigm.
Well, but within the law. They have to act within the law.
Understood.
So if they have pre-existing requirements as a corporation. So, I mean, the thing about corporations is they have all of the benefits, but they have none of the requirements of being part of government.
Like that's
we treat government differently.
That's right. People try to hide behind the corporate veil, yet they take none of the social responsibilities.
But their fiduciary responsibility to their shareholders means that they have to maximize profits for those shareholders.
Within the law.
Again, I heard
you first. That's what they use
if they've become an entity that has this obligation,
but
then they have to fulfill this obligation because
don't
it
have that obligation.
As a corporation, that's what we're asking.
And I'm answering if you want to get my sentence.
That's a very good point, because on the one hand, they have a fiduciary responsibility to their shareholders.
So let me finish that thought, both of you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Their fiduciary responsibility to the shareholders, maximize profit. What they will claim is that in order to maximize profit, you have to have a certain number of users using your platform. And if you make your platform open to all comers, you will isolate those good people who will use the platform respectfully, and you will only attract the worst of society, which is what Twitter devolved into for a long period of time, where it was a platform of trolling and harassment.
Well,
and using their fiduciary responsibility to their shareholders, they said that is not the kind of platform we want to be.
Okay?
We're going to ban that speech
in a way, okay?
So that you maximize the amount of people who are using their platform.
We heard you.
Okay. Here's the thing. I'm going to go back to kind of a libertarian philosophy, a pure philosophy. Either free speech is free or it isn't.
But it is free speech.
Either you're
going to
let people, the doctrine of free speech, either you're going to allow it or you're not going to allow it.
Well, now that's actually the question we're having right now is Twitter or YouTube or as corporations, are they private property, given that they are in fact government entities?
They're publicly held entities. They are spawns of the government. They are government.
But public means they're owned by
law. I'm the CEO of a corporation in Delaware. I have bylaws that I have to live by for my stockholders.
James, I appreciate the call tonight. Thank you very much. You've incited an argument here in the studio as well. So have a good night, man. Interesting stuff. We can talk about that more, obviously. And anything else that's on your mind, if you call 603-283-6160.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of
tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.